Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in Lakeshore area, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is MVPINSURE.US. That's MVPinsure.US. MVPINSURE.US. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's MVPINSAgency@gmail.com. That's MVPINSAgency@gmail.com. Now, here in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, we are getting forecasts of 60 plus degrees as far as outdoor temperatures in the next 10 days. So that tells us that winter is losing its battle and spring is about to be sprung. We found this article from the Air Force Safety Center with tips on being safe while getting your spring cleaning done. Weather's going to be there. We're going to be opening the windows, airing out the house, start to clean up the house, you know, doing all the prep work and whatnot to get spring sprung as soon as possible. So why don't we go through a few of these tips here? Of course, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on the link to Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to today's blog post with the link to the article so that you can read the full article with many tips on being safe doing your spring cleaning. If you happen to be listening to this podcast later on, that's fine. Just do the same steps. And in the upper right, you'll see search archive. Type in spring cleaning tips 2021, and it will bring you to this blog post with a link to the article. First tip I want to share with you is don't be in a hurry. Spring cleaning can be especially tiring, so don't be in a rush to get things done. Take frequent breaks and don't attempt to tackle a task if you're exhausted. So the last thing you want to do is work 8 hours and then come home and try to do another 3 hours of spring cleaning. No, it's best to wait until you have a day off where you can start to get some of these tasks done. You definitely don't want to do it when you're tired because safety will go out the window. You'll try to find shortcuts. You won't remember what you're doing, and you'll make a mistake. So it's best that you take your time doing your spring cleaning and don't do it when you're really tired, okay? Next tip I have for you is use your legs, not your back. Having the proper lifting posture, which is your back straight, lifting with your legs, will reduce strain or potential injury to your back. Of course, you want to wear shoes to avoid injury. And if you cannot move it yourself or cannot find someone to move the item, just leave it, okay? It's better and safer to clean around it than hurt yourself or others attempting to move it. If you've got a huge refrigerator and you can't move it yourself, and you can't get somebody to move it, it's fine. The dust bunnies will be okay in the back there. No one's going to see it. Just go ahead and be careful with that, all right? The next tip that I have for you is watch out above and below. Be safe when using a step stool or a ladder, making sure someone is there to hold the ladder or steady you if you're standing on a step stool. Now, this is a good tip. A good rule for ladders is not to let your belly button go beyond the sides of the ladder. So that'll limit how far you can reach on either side, up and down, left and right, by not allowing your belly button to move outside the ladder frame. And that's a good tip. I've never heard that before. It's probably a good one to keep you safe and balanced while you're on the ladder. The next tip I have for you is slippery when wet. Take proper steps when it comes to cleaning floors. Inform others of the wet floors. And, of course, put up barriers to keep young children and pets from the areas to avoid injury. Can't tell you how many times I've slipped because my wife had cleaned the bathroom and forgot to tell me, hey, I mopped the floor in there. I've slipped a couple of times in there. We cleaned out our kitchen one time, and I ended up slipping from the stove area, and my elbow went into the wall. And that's how I learned how to fix damaged drywall, is my elbow went through the wall because I slipped on a wet floor. So definitely take precautions. Try to wear non-skid shoes. Clean one floor at a time. Don't go through the entire house and do all the floors, but do one area at a time. Let the area dry and then move on to the next area to avoid any injury. And the final tip that I have for you here is empty that bucket. If you're working with buckets of water, they recommend either you empty the bucket and then get a fresh bucket of water when you come back, or place it in an inaccessible area if you're going to take a break or you need to run to the store or something like that. And this has been mentioned on, I believe, a swim safety tip that we did years ago. Children can drown in only a few inches of water. Okay, so all it takes is a few inches of water for a kid to drown. So you definitely want to make sure that you don't leave any buckets of water unattended if you're around small children, for sure. Again, it's best to just empty the bucket and refill it later, or put it somewhere where nobody has access to it if you're going to take a break or if you need to, like I said, run to the store or do another task. So definitely do that. Again, I want you to go to our website and link through to the blog so you can read the full article from the Air Force Safety Center. And it's easy enough. Again, you just go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page is Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that link. It'll bring you to the blog post with the tips that I spoke about today, along with a link to the full article from the Air Force Safety Center. If you're listening later on, totally fine. Just go ahead and click the link. Upper right of the blog, just type in Spring Cleaning Tips 2021, and it will bring you to the blog post for today. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Again, doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, my name is Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you want to give us a call, that's totally fine. Again, our local number is 616-396-1497. Our toll-free number is 1-800-968-1497 if you live elsewhere in the state of Michigan. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very good week, and I hope it's going to be warm where you're at within the next week. Take care.